13. Isaac. Rooftop, Rico said. I'll take point. She reversed course, leading Isaac and Bennett back up the steps. They didn't reemerge onto the same floor as Isaac's apartment, the 30th, instead continuing to climb. Isaac heard the footsteps behind them as they charged up the stairs, fighting to stay ahead of the soldiers. Rico, this is Hyrie, the general said, his voice cutting into their comm connection. We've been compromised.
I'm aware of that, sir, Rico replied. How?
Unknown. Sit rep.
We've got the package in our possession, but evacuation is proving challenging. We're headed for the rooftop.
I'll arrange assistance.
Sir, do they know you're involved?
Also unknown. I'm monitoring the situation. Your mission is the priority.
Roger.
They continued climbing, reaching the 40th floor. How many floors does this building have? Isaac asked. He was starting to get a little winded, while Rico and Bennett seemed completely unfazed.
42, Rico replied. We're almost there.
They reached the 42nd floor, ascending the last row of steps to the door leading out onto the rooftop. Rico pushed it open and fell back. She grabbed Isaac's arm, pulling him with her as a barrage of gunfire erupted into the doorway. The bullets tore into the walls and door, nearly shredding it to pieces as they rolled down the steps together, coming to a stop at Bennett's feet. Bennett crouched over them, ready to shoot at the first person to step through the splintered door.
Isaac, are you okay? Rico asked.
Pause, Isaac replied. You?
Nothing serious.
Rico pulled herself up. Isaac noticed blood running down her bodysuit from her arm. Nothing serious.
They're going to wait for the team on the stairs to catch up, Bennett said. We can't stay here.
We can't go up there, Isaac said. It's suicide.
We try to lose them on this floor, Bennett said. Circle back to the stairs and go down.
No time, Rico replied. We have to go up and out. I'll get their attention.
She took a step toward the roof. Bennett grabbed her arm.
No, I'll do it, he said. Sheriff Duke trusts you.
We're going back to Earth, Isaac said. Rico nodded.
That's the plan, if we can get to the hangar.
She stared at Bennett. There was something in her eyes Isaac didn't expect. A strange mix of sadness and relief. Who was this soldier to her?
You're up, she said to Bennett.
Roger that.
He started up the steps, staying close to the side.
Get ready.
A sudden whine sounded from outside, followed by the rapid-fire thumping of a machine gun. Isaac expected to see Bennett get thrown backward by the sudden massive attack. Instead, he started waving them up. They rushed to the top of the steps and out onto the rooftop. The enemy soldiers were all down, a small armed drone floating in the space between the roof and what looked like another ceiling. Smoke was pouring from the cannon mounted to its snubbed nose.
You're clear, a new voice said through their comm.
Thanks, Abel, Rico replied.
You don't have a lot of time. Security drones are on their way.
Roger. So are the other soldiers.
Rico glanced at Bennett and then Isaac. Her face was tight with pain, her arm still bleeding. She pointed toward another nearby rooftop. It seemed to Isaac that the buildings were all identical in height.
Over two blocks and down. Abel, can you keep them from closing the seals?
Working on it, Abel said.
Let's go.
Rico guided them across the rooftop at a sprint. She didn't slow as she neared the edge of the building, gathering herself and jumping. She landed smoothly a few meters away, tucking her shoulder and rolling back to her feet.
Don't look down, Bennett said.
Isaac could tell there was a gap between the rooftops. He didn't love the idea of jumping, but he knew they didn't have a choice. He leaped, glancing down as he passed over the gap. He came down feet first, stumbling. Rico caught him.
You should have rolled, she said.
Next time, he replied. Bennett joined them. They charged across the rooftop toward another building. A buzzing noise quickly intensified in volume. They were halfway across the rooftop when a trio of blue and white drones with flashing lights mounted to the tops cleared the edge of the building ahead.
Stop! Put your hands up!
The voice was deep and tinny through the drone's loudspeakers. Isaac began to slow. Rico and Bennett didn't. They raised their pistols and started to shoot. The drones reacted immediately to the threat, firing back and taking evasive action. Too slow. The rounds ripped into the machines, shredding through delicate parts and sending them crashing downward, trailing smoke as they vanished from sight. Rico made the edge of the building first, leaping the gap to the next. Isaac picked up the pace again. He hit the edge of the rooftop and pushed off, launching through the air. He was halfway across when he realized he didn't have enough speed and wasn't going to make it. A rapid heartbeat later, a strong arm wrapped around him, grabbing him in midair. Bennett flew easily over the gap holding Isaac, and they landed roughly on the other side, tumbling to a stop. Isaac clenched his teeth, his ribs twinging from the landing. Bennett hopped back up, holding out his hand.
Come on.
Isaac took it, and Bennett pulled him back up.
You're hit, Isaac said, noticing the three small darts implanted in Bennett's shoulder and chest.
Stun rounds, Bennett replied. Put a charge in me.
Isaac could see his smile through his helmet visor.
Civilian law enforcement isn't equipped to handle clones.
Less chatter, more running, Rico said. Ike, you okay?
Pause, Isaac replied.
It's only my pride that's hurt.
Don't compare yourself to us, you did great.
For a normal human, right?
You did great, Rico repeated.
Come on.
They made it to the building's emergency stairs. Rico swiped her wrist over the control pad. A red LED flashed.
Shit, Rico said. Abel, do you copy? My chip's dead.
There was no response.
I've got it,
Bennett said, swiping his wrist over the panel. The LED flashed green.
They haven't figured out yet whose ID I'm using.
They will now, Rico replied.
Too late.
He pushed open the door.
Ladies first.
Rico smirked and headed into the stairwell. Isaac went in behind her, with Bennett taking the rear. They bounded down the steps, two and three at a time, rushing to the 40th floor. Rico led them out of the stairs and across to the lift, tapping on the control pad. It left them static in the hallway while they waited for the cab to arrive.
What is this place? Isaac asked.
The main hold of the Dove, Rico replied. Isaac recognized the name.
The Dove? You mean the generation ship?
That's the one.
This is Metro?
That's right.
Isaac couldn't believe it.
He had heard people talking about the ships while he was stationed in Dugway. He knew they were putting cities inside them. He hadn't realized he was in one of them now.
The lift arrived, doors sliding open. They piled in and started to descend.
The settlers who landed here used the blocks to build out Dome 1, Rico explained. Everything in here now is a reproduction. There are 19 blocks arranged in a square around the main Congress, one for each of the ships that landed here.
She glanced at Bennett.
I expect opposition when we hit the ground. Good news is we caused enough mayhem, it'll make it hard for any more assassins to come at us.
What's the bad news? Isaac asked.
They're going to send in the CSF, Bennett replied. We've got about 4 minutes to get clear of the hold before the cavalry arrives.
Isaac had a vague idea of the size of the space from the renderings he'd seen.
Is that possible?
We'll make it happen, Rico said. Bennett, stun rounds.
Roger, Bennett said.
He cycled the round from the chamber and then slipped the magazine from his gun, replacing it with another one, this one marked with a square of green at the bottom.
Ike, don't shoot anyone, Rico said, swapping out her pistol's magazine too.
Roger, Isaac replied. Don't let me get shot.
They'll be firing stunners too. It'll hurt, but you'll live.
Isaac glanced at the counter for the lift. They were almost to the bottom.
Stay behind us, Bennett said.
The two clones moved in front of Isaac, guns raised and ready. The lift cab slowed to a stop as the counter hit zero, and the doors slid open.